Hi there. The word for you today is how to prepare yourself. We're looking at the story of Ruth, one of the most beautiful stories in the Bible. Ruth chapter 4 verse 13 we read, "So Boaz took Ruth and she became his wife." Observe two things Naomi taught Ruth in preparation for meeting Boaz. One, make sure you're in the right place. Naomi told Ruth, Ruth 3 and 3, go down to the threshing floor. That's where you'll be. You know, to receive what God has for you, you've got to be in the right place spiritually. Think about that. Satan will try to tell you that you're unworthy. He'll try to convince you to stay where you are and listen to those that keep you from getting to where God wants you to be. He'll try to make you feel out of place, even when you're in the right place. Don't believe his lies. When God calls you, he equips you, he empowers you, and he uses you for his glory. Ethel Waters used to say, "My God, don't sponsor no flops." And Ethel was right. Number two, understand the importance of timing. Ruth 3 verse 3, Naomi says to Ruth, "Do not make yourself known to the man until." Now, Ruth had waited for a long time for this moment. Now she had to learn to be quiet because the person God was planning to bless her through was sleeping. You know, it's hard to be all keyed up about something nobody else is excited about. You want them to be excited too. But sometimes God says, wait. Stop working to make things happen before their time. Stop trying to promote yourself. The prophet Habakkuk wrote, Habakkuk 2 verse 3, "The vision is yet for an appointed time. Though it tarries, wait for it, because it will surely come." God may not respond when you think he should, but believe me, his timing is perfect. He has blessings with your name on them, and no matter how many other people want them or try to get them, when the time is right, he will give them to you. So be encouraged.